sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
Action Radio, Action Radio.
Talking about
me and the media.
I've got so much honey, the bees envy me. I've got a sweeter song than the birds in the trees. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way?
Action Radio. Action Radio.
Talking about
being the media.
Hello everyone, this is Struggle News number 11, and it is Tuesday, August 18th, here at the Candlelight Media Center in Yongsan District, Seoul, South Korea. I'm Giraffe, and I'm going to be doing the program alone today. We actually haven't done Struggle News for a couple of weeks now, sorry about that. What's been happening here in Yongsan actually is a new octopus library was, there was a new project to set that up, and comrades have only been working on that for about a week now. And yesterday, the Octopus Library, the reason why it's called the Octopus Library is because it used to be an octopus restaurant, but that restaurant got evicted, and so it's not a restaurant anymore. And we're going to use the old restaurant space to have a radical library there. And it was also going to partially sort of function as a church. I'm not exactly sure about what was going on with the church stuff, but it was mainly going to be a radical library there. And there was a lot of people helping out with it. If you're looking at the Korea Indie Media posting of this show, there should be some photos set up there up on the that you'll be able to see. And there'll be photos of the eviction that happened yesterday, and also photos of the project when we're in the process of setting it up. And it only been working on it for a week, and next thing you know, yesterday, Monday, that was August 17th on Monday, around 2 p.m., a whole bunch of private militias, or like paramilitary type people. They're actually, in Korean language, they're called Yongyok Kangpe. And they're privately hired, they have a company and everything, militias or paramilitary types, like security personnel. And they're hired by construction companies and also the Yongsan District Redevelopment Coalition, or the Redevelopment Association, which is a group of landlords and business people and major corporations like Samsung that are involved in that group. They actually have an office on the fourth floor of the same building that the Octopus Library was set up in. And of course they didn't destroy that office. They came and smashed windows and tore apart the doors, tore apart the walls of the Octopus Library. During that time, around 2 p.m., there was just a few of our comrades who were there. And actually, there's a nationwide tour going on. The family members of those who were killed on January 20th in the Yongsan massacre, and also other comrades, went around the country to do some outreach and meet some fellow activists and comrades around the country and supporters. And so there was less people here than usual yesterday. There's less people here than usual right now, and for that reason, those Yongyok Kangpe, the paramilitary, came and they surrounded the building and they held open the door, the front door. And blockaded all entryways into the library. And next thing you know, a whole bunch of, you know, after there was some sort of scuffling going on between comrades and activists and the paramilitaries, a whole bunch, I mean, more than double the amount of paramilitary people that were there, more than double the amount of riot police actually showed up, and the police were filming. And so were the militias had their own, a few people that were actually filming the whole event. And then a truck showed, you know, they drove a truck up, and construction workers ended up coming and breaking apart the library with crowbars and whatnot. This whole demolition, or this eviction, this smashing and breaking apart of the Octopus Library, was completely illegal. So now that the city redevelopment law is in a constitutional court, being reviewed by the constitutional court to see whether or not it is constitutional or whether or not it violates the South Korean constitution. Because of that, you know, this redevelopment project in the Yongsan district of Seoul has been approved by the Seoul Metropolitan Government. However, in order to do this kind of forced eviction, they need to get a permit from the courts. I mean, the courts need to give them a permit or some sort of permission in order to do this, in order to carry this out legally. But they didn't have any of this kind of permit or permission from the courts. Comrades were continually asking these construction workers, you know, where are the permits? Where, you know, did the court send you? And they're also asking the police. The police didn't give any kind of legitimate answer. They didn't really give any kind of answer. They just continued with what they were doing. And in these kind of situations, you know, there is no way of distinguishing the cops from these hired thugs or militias that are hired by these construction companies. They're doing the exact same thing, and they're there for the exact same reason. And that happened again yesterday. And you know, when these militias are, you know, dragging people across the ground and hitting women comrades, and you know, being violent like that, the police just stand by and they don't do anything. And a lot of times the police are also just as violent as those militias, those privately hired security personnel or thugs, Yongnyak Kangpe. There's no way of distinguishing the two. They're both, I mean, they're just the same entity, it seems like, with a different you know, coming from different institutions. But we're hoping that another library will be able to set up another library. There are many different spaces around here, and that project is gonna continue, hopefully. The written section of this report here, there should be a video link there that's posted. You can actually watch the what happened there, the eviction and the destruction of the library. And it's pretty sad that happened. Hopefully we'll be able to find another space and continue with this with the Radical Library project. If you'd like to come by sometime and help out with that or any other projects, please come to the Candlelight Media Center in Yongsan, Seoul. It's right near the Shinyongsan subway station. And come by and visit sometime. Get a good job, a career, one that will last. Spend the next 50 years with your tongue jammed up the boss's ass. Or I can be my own boss, maybe even my own cop too. Put myself under surveillance and then beat myself black and blue. Hell no. You know I'd rather take life into my own hands. While my boss steals my time, you know I'm stealing what I can. They say the economy's crashing and I hope it does, cause there ain't no free market and there ain't no heaven. The so-called holy father we listen to speak, you listen to speak, doesn't believe in anything. The politicians try to act like they're brave, while corporations wield dollars like whips just to make them behave. Many of us are just looking for simple things like a way to survive, but shelter's expensive and so is the law. The cops are racist and quite often break that law in order to keep this oppressive system intact. But it's always in a process of breaking apart, with worker bees coming out the hives and hungry wolves roaming the streets of packs. Reclaiming our streets and our walls, putting up some art, occupying buildings and shacks. It's called taking it back. But what about the activists fighting for peace? They petition the government for global social justice, ignoring the fact that everything we wanted we had to take. And those with the smallest bit of power don't give it up easily. They'd rather kill us than give us an inch. They pretend to listen only when we offer to snitch. The only rights we have are the ones they can no longer deny us. If we didn't fight, we'd be slaves just wishing to get rich. Your argument for middle class pacifism? That's nothing but a heap of watered down yuppie bullshit. When you see me on the street, does my appearance annoy you? Take a real good look at what's gonna destroy you. I found I like being a problem, playing at your fault. What are you gonna do about it? You can't kill us all. I'm the enemy and you're the fucking pigs. Ever think that these matches might be lighting more than cigs? Already forgot about that Yongsan massacre, haven't you? You murdered 5 of our comrades with fire on a January Tuesday. But now it's time for this whole system to burn, cause we won't have it that way. Remember us from Seattle, late November 1999, or was it Paris in 1968? Fire's too close for comfort, it's just practice for your wake. We're playing new games now with riots every day. The whole state apparatus is crashing because of our joyful play. It's not a business anymore, it's the Candlelight Media Center, so what you gotta say? Your end's around the corner, so you have a nice day. We're destroying the morals that make us your slaves. We'll be killing cops, landlords, presidents, and bosses, and then fucking. Yeah, fucking on your graves. We'll be killing cops, landlords, presidents, and bosses, and then fucking. Fucking on your graves. Fucking on your graves. Fucking on your graves. Hello, welcome back to Struggle News number 11. It is Tuesday, August 18th. And I'm sure you might have already heard about this because it happened quite a while ago, but the SsangYong Motors occupation actually ended on August 5th. Today is August 18th. It ended on August 5th after a negotiation was signed between the president of the local Korean Metalworkers Union and the SsangYong Motors Corporation. The SsangYong Motors occupation began in late May. That's actually May 22nd. And there was 1,700 workers involved in that. The occupation made three demands, or it focused on three different demands. The first one was no layoffs. The SsangYong Motors Corporation actually trying to file for bankruptcy, and they were laying off a lot of workers. Or they were actually threatening to lay off a lot of workers. They were sort of pending layoffs. And the other demand was they wanted all the workers to be regular and remain regular workers. So the corporation was probably also going to put a lot of regular workers into irregular working positions. So regular workers actually earn a base pay of 30 million won per year, which is, you know, around $25,000 per year, and irregular workers earn exactly half of that, which is 15 million won per year, or around 15 or, you know, $10,000, something like that, per year. So that was the second demand. All workers remain regular. The third demand was no outsourcing. So the SsangYong Motors workers were trying to keep their jobs, and a lot of them have been working there for a really long time, you know, like 15 years or 20 years or so. And the strike continued, and the police ended up using brutal violence on the occupiers, the workers who are participating in the occupation. They were continuing to dump tear gas from helicopters, and shut off the electricity. They ended up shutting off the electricity. They wouldn't allow, in June, when the occupation was continuing, food was being supplied by, you know, families and supporters, food and medical treatment and these kind of things. And the police ended up blockading the factory, so no one could bring water or food or medicine or anything like that. And they actually shut off the water as well, so there was no water in the factory, no running water, there was no electricity, there was some food, but not very much, and there was no medical supplies, you know, no medicine in there. So that was really dangerous for people who have, you know, diabetes or, different kinds of health problems. And once the strike ended on August 5th, dozens of workers were detained and interrogated by cops. There was a lawsuit that was filed against the Korean Metal Workers Union, and the SsangYong Motors Corporation claims that the strike cost the corporation 258.6 million dollars in damages and 14,600 vehicles in lost production. So they weren't able to produce, you know, some 14,600 vehicles due to the strike and occupation. And the lawsuit that's being held against the Korean Metal Workers Union is $45 million lawsuit that the SsangYong Motors Corporation is requesting from the Korean Metal Workers Union. The negotiation that was signed between the Korean Metal Workers Union president, the local president, and the SsangYong Motors Corporation was the negotiation gives 52% of the workers early retirement. So that means they're basically laid off, but they have severance pay. And then 48% of the other workers would be laid off for a year without pay, but then rehired. So they promised to rehire them 1 year later after economic conditions are better, or, you know, depending on those economic conditions. And the strike ended, the occupation ended in a very violent manner. You know, the police and the thugs that are hired by the company, security, paramilitary militias, and also some of the workers who are like company loyalists that were against the strike. They used a whole lot of violence against the workers who were in the occupation, and it must have been absolutely overwhelming for those workers. On August 13th, on Thursday, there was a forum held by the Minbyun Lawyers for a Democratic Society and the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions and some other civic groups and labor organizations. They had held a forum in which the SsangYong Motors workers who were involved in the occupation testified about police brutality during the strike and occupation that ended on August 5th. And today's Tuesday, August 18th. Something else happened today. Former president of South Korea, Kim Dae-jung, died.
Don't know why.
Hello, welcome back to Struggle News, number 11, Tuesday, August 18th. What's going on this week and next week? A couple days from now, on Thursday, August 20th, around 8 p.m., there's going to be a festival here at the Candlelight Media Center in Yongsan District, Seoul. There's going to be street theater performances, there's going to be some music shows, and other types of performances as well. Come by and check that out and enjoy the festivities around 8 p.m. And that'll be a lot of fun. The very next day, on August 21st, Friday, there's going to be a demonstration held at City Hall, Sichong, at 7 p.m. And that is for justice here in Yongsan, especially regarding the Yongsan massacre, in which five of our comrades were murdered by the police. And no police have been held responsible for that. Neither have any of the paramilitaries who also participated in that murder. And it's also where we'll be also, of course, demonstrating in order to end forced eviction and end redevelopment in all of Seoul, as especially the Yongsan District area. There's going to be, like I said earlier, there's comrades and also the family members of the five comrades who were murdered. They are going around the country right now. There's one group who is going down the east side of the country, and there's another group going down the west side of the country, and they're going around the country just to... you know, to do some outreach, get some support, meet some other comrades and activists, and then they're all going to come back together on Friday, on this August 21st on Friday. And that's when we'll be having a demonstration there at City Hall. So there's going to be people from all around the country who are going to be participating in that. So if you hear this in time, hopefully you'll come by City Hall around 7 p.m. on Friday. That'd be great. Also, another thing that's going on, this is going to be in a couple of weeks, actually more than 1 week later. So this is actually the Sexual Minority Progress Forum, Sexual Minority Progress Forum for 2009. And the third forum, the third and the last forum, is going to be at Hongik University at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on September 5th, on a Saturday, September 5th. And the forum is entitled Solidarity, the Wind of Change, or the Wind of Change is Blowing. That's Yonde Barami Byeonhwawi Barami Bunda. So yeah, if you'd like to check that out, go to that forum. I'll hopefully try to do this. We'll be doing this next week with another comrade, Struggle News number 12. And thanks for listening. And if you ever want to, you know, do a radio show here at the Candlelight Media Center, just come on by and let us know, and that'll be great. Free coffee too. Talk to you next week. Bye bye.
Them a carry, them done for already, and them can't say them sorry. Yeah, slew them and their feelings. Them a carry, you know I'll grab something again. Wait for what you reclaim. Who them a coulda watch that them a try? Them got this thing till I see what you all like them die. Yeah, who them a make us see them with this well? Then this the money well and them come down a hell. Yeah, who them a coulda who them mark us? Them this mark us, I know them all bite it just. Yeah, who them a make us tell them to learn? Then let them can't this. Man them, the big man them, and I'm not no with them, if I can't be born them.